Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Frances Hines Griffith, Assistant Registrar at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 2, 1905, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter published a summary of a conference organized by the Imperial Department of Agriculture, which was attended by banana growers and other persons interested in the banana industry in the British West Indies. Dubbed the Banana Conference, the meeting was held on December 1st at Panthers Hall, Broad Street, and chaired by the Honorable F.J. Clark, President of the Agricultural Society. The Agricultural Reporter noted that the purpose of the conference was to receive and consider the findings of the deputation appointed to obtain information from Mr. Owen Phillips, chairman of the Royal Mail Steam Packet Company, regarding arrangements for shipping bananas from Barbados to the English market. The Honorable Sir Daniel Morris, Imperial Commissioner of Agriculture, outlined the difficulties facing banana growers, including concerns about shipping provisions by the Royal Mail Company, the upgrade and expansion of coal storage facilities, and sustained financial losses due to insufficient space on cargo ships and unreliable sailing schedules. He advised that a proposal to be presented by Captain W.J. Owen might address these challenges, provided it was accepted by stakeholders. Captain Owen then explained that the British West India Fruit Company planned to establish a local branch that would purchase locally grown bananas and also provide facilities for shipping fruit to the New York market. He added that the Royal Mail Company would add cold storage capacity to its ships to improve the preservation of bananas during transport. The meeting became contentious when Mr. Phillips was unable to say when these long-promised improvements would be implemented. One disgruntled grower even threatened to uproot all of his banana trees if fair prices could not be secured. Countering, Captain Owen criticized the quality of some fruit supplied for export, claiming that small bananas were difficult to market. He also alluded to the company's significant losses, including 11,882 pounds on freight alone. With exports reaching 400,000 bunches a year, both sides acknowledged that failure to reach an agreement would impact all involved. The conference therefore adjourned to allow the company more time to prepare more detailed proposals for the transportation and marketing of bananas from Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.